This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga, a loyal aide to outgoing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, won a landslide victory in a ruling party leadership election Monday, paving the way for Japan's first change of leader in nearly 8 years. Suga, 71, who has promised to continue Abe's key policies, said his big win would give him the backing to pursue his reform goals, including deregulation and breaking down bureaucratic silos, and that containing the coronavirus and reviving the economy were conditions for calling a snap general election. Quote, "As I got big support in numbers today, the environment in which I can pursue my policy agenda in a stable manner has been secured," Suga told a news conference. President Donald Trump was back in his element this weekend, soaking up the raucous cheers of his crowd, but his rally in a Nevada warehouse was in open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic health guidelines. Mr. Trump Sunday hosted his first indoor rally since June, telling a packed, nearly maskless crowd that the nation was, quote, making the last turn in defeating the virus. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents are preparing for a new weather onslaught as Tropical Storm Sally churns northward. Forecasters from the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Sally is expected to become a hurricane Monday and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing dangerous weather conditions, including risk of flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards urged people to prepare for the storm immediately. He also said there are still many from southwestern Louisiana who evacuated from Hurricane Laura into New Orleans. This is VOA News. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the west coast of the United States have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alert stretched from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and lasts through Monday evening. One family that lost their home fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say nearly all the dozens of people reported missing after a devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for, but the fires have killed 35 people from California to Washington state. The flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands to flee, and shrouded the region with smoke so thick that air quality was some of the worst in the world. A sheriff's office in the U.S. southern state of Georgia says it has fired a deputy seen on video repeatedly punching a black man during a traffic stop. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office said Sunday the deputy was fired for using excessive force. It did not identify the deputy. It said a criminal investigation has been turned over to the district attorney's office. Israel will reinstate a strict countrywide lockdown this week amid a stubborn surge in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement in a televised speech Sunday. The lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks. Israel has had more than 150,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and more than 1,100 deaths. Given its population of 9 million, the country now has one of the world's worst outbreaks. It is now seeing more than 4,000 new cases of the virus every day. Globally, there are more than 924,000 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 29 million confirmed infections, a new milestone. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths, while the U.S., India, and Brazil together make up well more than half of the world's infections. A person familiar with the matter said Sunday China's ByteDance has picked a consortium led by Oracle Corporation for a deal for the U.S. operations of short video app TikTok, beating out rival bidder Microsoft Corporation. ByteDance has been in talks to sell TikTok's U.S. business to potential buyers since U.S. President Donald Trump threatened last month to ban the service if it was not sold. ByteDance will need approval for the deal from governments of the United States and China. Microsoft said earlier on Sunday it was informed by ByteDance that it would not be selling TikTok's U.S. operations to Microsoft. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.